Aaron wants to rekindle a relationship with an old flame, but he was the best man of her now ex. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Need some help here.
Okay.
I'm a guy who had a true best friend in high school.
Okay.
That was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, we stayed in contact. He wound up dating and marrying a woman who I had dated briefly.
Okay.
I got to know her again on a different level, more mature.
Sure.
We even became close friends, too.
All right. Good.
She and I had and still have a great connection.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend and her got married. I was the best man. He never knew about our history, though.
Oh.
Several years later, they got divorced. On the positive side, she really likes me, and we got along great for years and years. But the reality is, I was her ex-husband's best friend and his best man.
Mm.
So I would really like to ask her out, rekindle something we had, but I feel like it's not something a best man should ever do.
Mm.
Plus, if she and I did start dating, then word of mouth would eventually reach him, which might put everyone in an awkward position. So does that mean she's off limits? Can I do this? What's your take?
Wow. What tangled webs we weave.
I think timeline matters here. I wonder how long, is it several years later, they got divorced.
Yeah, I don't
so
know how recent
was that.
Yeah, how recent was that, right? However, I am going to say that it doesn't sound like you're in super close contact with your best friend anymore.
Right.
Because he said word of mouth might get around.
Right.
So that makes me...
Are you still hanging out with your buddy?
It doesn't sound like that's
okay.
The case. So I would say, why don't you just let nature take its course?
Oh, so we're not going to give the best friend the heads up. Like,
I mean,
I got the hot for your ex-wife. Would you be cool if I decided to slide in there?
I think you just let nature take its course and just say, hey, you know, maybe you start with just becoming better friends with the ex, like her.
Her. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just start with that. And
does
then,
she want to date you? That's the other question.
I mean, I'm assuming
this is all
if
be
he's
for nothing, if she's not going to entertain that thought.
I mean, I'm assuming that he gets that vibe.
Okay,
because he said that they've stayed close friends.
They've got a good connection.
They've got a good connection. Right? Exactly. So let nature take its course.
Okay.
Which is a line that I like to say.
Nature take its course. Okay.
I mean,
has anybody successfully pulled? I will say this. My really good friend, Bruce, mm-hmm. he and his ex-wife kind of decided at the same time they're better off as friends.
Okay.
And she ended up with his best friend since the fourth grade.
Okay, so
and they all still hang out.
But that was mutual. That was.
But that
okay.
was. They reached that mutual.
Right.
And then now he's super happy for his best friend
yeah.
and his now ex-wife, and they still are cool enough with it. They all hang out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you immediately say no, can't go there because I was the best man at their wedding.
Right.
Especially if you had a history with this person before.
I think we really. Let's confirm
okay.
she would entertain the thought of dating you. Then, together, you guys figure out, do we need to clue in her ex-husband, your best friend?
All right, anybody...
Ex-best friend?
Yeah.
Former best friends?
Anybody made that transition? Kind of like what Kelly was saying with her friends
yeah.
who
I
did
mean,
that.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen.
It can happen.
But everyone, I feel like, is going to have to be on the same page and aware.
In a way. Maybe.
Because I feel like
depends
someone
on whether
can feel
or not,
like they're sucker punched if you don't say anything.
Right. I mean, it depends on if you still want to be best friends with your best friend.
Right.
All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories and comments on the way with group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Still to come. They went on sale just Friday. We have tickets for the Usher Raymond Chris Brown show.
Oh!
Yes. That's coming up right around 8 here this morning on 99.7 DJX. All right, it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So Aaron messaged us and was like, hey, so my ex is now exes with my best friend who I was the best man at their wedding. Can I shoot my shot? Was that confusing?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So Allison says, I mean, she was yours first. I say go for it.
Look, a lot of people on Facebook are saying not worth losing a best friend who you've had since grade school over a girl. Angie says not worth losing your best friend over. Nope, don't do it.
You don't want to lose people
Never
that
wanna
are
lose.
Important to you.
No, absolutely not. Amanda.
I'm going to have to say, you know, in the words of Tony Melita.
Yeah, understand, things happen. The past is the past.
Understand, things happen.
The past is the past.
I mean, I don't understand, like, calling people off limits just because
there was
you
history.
Dated them before right. or you were married to them before.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think you should shut someone off.
Yeah, no.
As your potential forever.
I agree. But we're going to have to maybe, do we give her ex-husband a heads up that they want to start dating? Or do we wait and see what develops before we clue him in?
I mean, maybe like a, hey, you know we've kind of been friends for a long time. And I feel like we've just gotten a little further. And I'd like to do that. But wanted to give you the heads up before the rumor mill started.
I think he pursues and they figure out if it's actually substantial
going
between
to be a
them
thing
before he clues him in.
Okay.
That's what I would think.
Yes, as well.
Amanda,
thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a contentious divorce either. Like, is there a lot of bad blood?
That's something we haven't considered.
We haven't considered that because that could also make things kind of bumpy.
If your best friend can't stand this person.
Yeah, if it's gotten that bad.
Then that could be a little bit dicier than just like, yeah, let nature take its course or.
Yeah, understand. Right. Things happen. The past is the past.
Sure. But yes, I think we first figure out, is she on board with dating you?
Yeah.
Like, do you both want to pursue a relationship? And then if it's going to be a thing,
yeah.
then we clue in the ex-husband.
I don't know. I still say let nature take its course, then clue the guy in.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we need to figure, because it's going to be much ado about nothing if she's no.
I mean, I'm assuming that there is mutual interest. So
that's a big assumption. But yes, he could just be like dancing around like, he Maybe. Could be reading, signals wrong. We don't know. So let's explore it first with her, see if she's open to the idea of dating you, and then you guys kind of figure out, all right, are we going to tell him?
All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Would love to hear the follow-up on this.
Oh, yeah.
That's group therapy.